What's crack, big dogs? Welcome back to the channel. Welcome back to the headquarters. My name is Nicholas. This is BDG, big dogs. Gotta eat. Congrats to anyone watching this video. Not because you're watching this video, but because you're probably in your fantasy football semifinals. And this is a very important week on the waiver wire because the story of the week is that of more injuries to running backs. So it's kind of the story of every single week. We're going to run through our favorite waiver wire pickups. Who we're dropping the number one waiver wire claim on. How much fab we're dropping on these running backs. Some wide receivers as well. And what we're doing with them. All right. Monday Night Football is on right now. Actually, it's the Cleveland LV game. After this, we have Chicago, Minnesota. So I'm filming this before the Chicago, Minnesota game. There's also the two games tomorrow, Seattle, Philly, whatever, all that kind of nonsense. So some of this stuff might be outdated. Some of this shit might not matter. Some new players might end up getting onto this list depending on different injuries, et cetera, whatever, after these games. I apologize. I keep looking over there because we are witnessing a terrible fucking game, so I should stop looking that way altogether. I'm ready to roll. So, without any further, don't tuck your shirts in. Stop yelling. Let's see. As always, we have our exclusive waiver wire fab guidance article up on the site. If you want to become a big dog member, bdge.store/community. Get them, Nick Mullins. Kill them. Ooh. Only fucking thing you're killing is the people on the sidelines. Those Herod throws. Okay, we have our chart up on the website, okay, where it ranks every player. It ranks them in terms of their waiver wire rank, where you would pick them up relative to the other players of their position, relative to everybody on the list. Now, I have Antonio Brown as the number one player this week. I realize that he's not going to be available in most leagues, but on the off chance that someone had dropped him last week because they're like, we don't think he's going to make it back, or the team's not going to welcome him back, that is when you pounce on him, because Antonio Brown right now is set up to be Tom Brady's number one target, because both Chris Godwin, who is out for a long time, he's got the torn ACL, Mike Evans dealing with a hamstring injury, who they said is actually possibly suiting up next week. I would err on the side of caution and say that it's probably not going to happen, but you take away Godwin, Evans, and Leonard Fournette, and at this point in the season, those are his three probably top pass catchers in terms of targets. Don't really have the numbers. Maybe Gronk is there over Fournette, but maybe not. But you rip out those three guys, and you leave Antonio Brown there, so he's my number one waiver wire guy. They get Carolina and then the New York Jets over the next 2 weeks, which means he has a great matchup, and the guy behind him on this list, the number two ranked running back, but more likely the number one overall player to pick up this week of the guys that are likely available on your waiver wire is Mr. Ronald McDonald Jones. Leonard Fournette is going to be out 1 to 2 weeks, likely the remainder of your fantasy playoffs. And again, they get Carolina and the New York Jets. This is Ronald Jones's backfield. Gio Bernard is also out. Keyshawn Vaughn is Keyshawn Vaughn, which means Ronald Jones is going to be a 20 touchback behind a great offensive line and behind pretty great quarterback. All right, we've seen what Leonard Fournette has done. Bruce Arians came out and said this is his backfield. We expect Ronald Jones to do what Leonard Fournette did for us down the stretch last year. If I can remind you, I would, but I can't because I don't remember the numbers, but I remember it being, I'm just kidding, I'm going to pull it up for y'all. Regardless, it's Ronald Jones's fucking backfield, and that's going to mean big things, especially if he's the guy in week 17 in your fantasy championship when they're playing against the New York Jets. So you drop whatever you have left on Mr. Ronald Jones to make sure he is in your lineup. Even if you don't need him, get him so that your opponents aren't the ones that got him. All right, behind Ronald Jones, we have a bunch of situations that are tough to get a read on. But regardless, you're putting in claims for Duke Johnson, Craig Reynolds, Justin Jackson, Samaje Perine, Devin Singletary. Those guys are like the next five ranked guys on my list and probably all in the same tier. Duke Johnson absolutely explodes on Sunday, goes like 22 for 107, catches a pass as well, set career highs across the board, gets into the end zone twice. This was with Miles Gaskin and Salvon Ahmed on the COVID list, ended up getting off the COVID list for this game, but playing minimal snaps. Miles Gaskin did get 10 carries for 54 yards, but was wildly uninvolved compared to Duke Johnson. You have to ask yourself, given that performance, that was the best performance by a running back, by a Miami running back all season, came against the New York Jets. What happens here? Problem I have this is I still think it's going to be some sort of a committee. I don't think Duke Johnson takes that workhorse role. And even if he does, they got to play against the Saints. They got to play against Tennessee the week after that. So two very, very tough run defenses. Maybe this is a situation where I'm just thinking about this too hard. And Duke Johnson just went out there and balled. And now he's going to be the guy and he's going to continue balling, which is why he's number three on this list. I think he deserves it after that performance. But I'd still be cautious. Like, you're still going to be a little bit cautious about Duke Johnson because there are red flags there. Craig Reynolds, y'all know I love this motherfucker. DeAndre Swift, might be back at practice this week. Jamal Williams already returning from the COVID list. They said they activated him off the COVID list, so he's probably playing next week. I still think this is probably Craig Reynolds' backfield unless DeAndre Swift is back. If DeAndre Swift is not back, I think Craig Reynolds leads this backfield. They play Atlanta and they play Seattle, too. Great matchups for running backs. Craig Reynolds got 26 carries in this game, all right? He went over 100 total yards in scrimmage, 26 carries. Godwin Ogbonnam lost the fumble. He's getting relegated to the fucking back wherever he came from. Craig Reynolds is the guy in Detroit, man, and he looks really fucking good, and now he gets to do it against teams that are not really good. So I like Craig Reynolds a lot, man, personally. Justin Jackson's right under him on this list. He makes a list because Austin Eckler just got put on the COVID list. Austin Eckler, definitely, we don't need to argue, but Austin Eckler's ass is vaccinated, 1,000% positive. Don't know that for a fact, but I know it for a fact. He can very much come back. I don't really even understand the new rules anymore. I'm just of the mindset that, like, basically anyone who's vaccinated can come back, like, if they want to. That's really, like, how it's working in my brain now. They just straight up just changed the rules last week so that everybody can play again. So, Chargers playing Sunday. I would say there's a decent chance that Eckler gets back, but if he doesn't, it's Justin Jackson's backfield because he was the one who came in when Eckler was a little bit banged up last week, or he came into the game less than 100%, so they split carries. He actually out-carried Austin Eckler. He's a better pass catcher than Josh Kelly. Not a very fucking high bar right there, but they play Houston this week, all right? And Justin Jackson is the guy in the backfield there, man. He's going to have a very, very, very good game, man. And I don't think that means Joshua Kelly can't be picked up either, because it's probably a lot of carries to go around in the backfield, and Josh Kelly might as well probably end up with a goal line carry as well. But Justin Jackson would be my number four guy. Samaje Perine for Cincinnati. Joe Mixon thing's a little weird. Injures the ankle, looks a little bit serious, but supposedly he was back on the field for the last snap of the game when they just kneeled it. So I don't know. If he was seriously injured, I don't think he would be back out there. Maybe just felt like he fucking earned that way. Because you didn't, Joe. You didn't help them fucking win the game whatsoever. So you shouldn't have earned that fucking kneel down. But regardless, he has an ankle sprain. More likely day-to-day than anything serious or long-term. But it's possible that they sit him. Samaje Perine would be the next guy up. He's shown fucking pass-catching prowess in this backfield. They play Baltimore. That's a tough run defense, though. So I'm not, like, super high on Perine. And Mixon's injury is not that serious, so I'm not going to go nutty about Mr. Perine. Devin Singletary, we all knew what he did against the Panthers this weekend. 22 carries, 86 yards. First time, like, someone's getting a real workload here. They're giving Zach Moss healthy scratches. They are not giving the ball to Matt Breida. So he's the guy in the backfield, but that has never really worked out for any Buffalo running back, no matter, you know, who it is or how many carries they get. It's not something that stays consistent. So they play New England. I'm not excited to get him into my lineup immediately, but if he gets the usage again, then you can use him in week 17 against Atlanta, all right? And some of the wide receivers that we still lurve up in this bench. I'm on Rice and Brown, obviously. He should not really be unowned in your league, but if he is, then he's a very, very much priority pickup. He gets Atlanta and then Seattle. He's basically Hunter Renfrow in a Detroit uniform, which makes him hideous. But he's putting up basically the same numbers, man. 11 targets, 10 targets, 11 targets. It's like game after game after game with TJ Hockenson out. They need players over the middle of the field to get those targets, and it's been him. Breshad Perriman, I really, really like with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans and Leonard Fournette out. So I think he becomes like their wide receiver two behind Antonio Brown. Gabriel Davis also should not be unowned. He blasted off this week, 75 yards, two touchdown catches with Emmanuel Sanders out. I think that will continue to be the case there. And that's really it for high profile guys. If you want to see the rest of the list, you can catch that again, bdge.store/community. If you enjoyed the video, make sure you hit the thumbs up button. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. If you are new, let me know what video you want to see for tomorrow. Tomorrow, this point in the season, you know, I don't want to do next year's drafts. I can't do any trade target stuff. Let me know what videos you want to see in the middle of the week for the next 2 weeks. Maybe I can do streaming defenses for this week and next week, or players to pick up before the weekend. Like, we probably would have hit Ronald Jones and Craig Reynolds this week if we did that. But that's it, man. So I'm out of here. Good luck on the waiver wire. Good luck in tonight's game if you still got people balling out, rolling out, playing out, whatever, whatever. Fuck One Chains. Love.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.